Sure, but thank you.
Thank you. I've got a few questions with relation to direct registrations, if I may go. And Cameron, once again. Yep, thank you. We've had some chats about this, and I think about a month ago, I basically asked you the question. And I said, has there been a business case study done for direct registrations, et cetera? And I'm pleased to hear you say today that you're going to see Deloitte's this afternoon, and I presume that's the start of the process, et cetera. So my question.
That specific element,
yes. So my question is to your statement that you're empowered by the board to implement direct registrations back in April. Are direct registrations a done deal? As in, if Deloitte's come back to you and say there is no business case for it, or financial projections don't look good, etc. What's going to be the scenario then?
So I will report back to the board on an implementation basis that will be part of the business case, the economic impact assessment, and what policy reform we need. I will present that to the board with recommendations, and the board will adopt or otherwise at that time.
So at this point, OUTA hasn't done a business case study as to the implications of direct registrations?
The resolution in April is to implement the recommendation from the NAMES policy panel from last year. On the proviso that there is a business case, that there is a project timetable, and there is an appropriate policy setting to make that happen. That's where we are in the cycle at the moment.
Okay. And so just to follow up from that, having been on the NAMES panel myself last year, along with a few people in this room, etc., one of the things that was promised to us, or was stated very clearly, was that we had to vote yes or no. There was no if, buts or maybes. If it was implemented in this way, yes, we would vote. It was either a yes or no. Some of us chose to vote no, four in total. So my question is, we were told at that stage that there would be, as is normal out of policy, a further implementation working group derived from members of a cross-section of the community. That would be put together and would go through and then have a couple of public consultations and then go back. And it was even possible that if that didn't work out, or if the recommendations of that particular group weren't particularly favourable, that would obviously have to be conveyed to the board. So I've written to the board about this back in October, and I haven't had a response back on that. I've since learnt that there was a working group put together of eight people which never actually met, and that has since been disbanded. So where are we at with implementation working groups, and is there going to be a cross-section from the community as was originally proposed, and how will that work?
Sure. So the short answer is yes. That informal working group I actually became aware of in September after one of the members contacted me wanting to know where the meeting was, and the board wasn't made aware of that working group either. The reason why I decided to disband it is that it didn't have any terms of reference. There was not a business case to consider. It was a informal discussion group to consider the concept and then to look at a more formal process at a point in the future. I'm at the stage now where I need to look at that more formal process, and there are three elements to it. One, as I said, is the policy position. One is the consideration of what the implementation likes from a cost-benefit analysis, but also an economic impasse. And then there's also the organisational aspects to ensure that the organisation is prepared if and when this does in fact happen. So what I will do at the December board meeting, and I've been requested by the chairman to do this, is to have a project timeline that the board will consider, and it will be minuted, and at that stage it would be made public.
Thank you. And so to follow on from that is that, given that the registry tender is basically coming up soon, I'm presuming there is going to be a request for tender on that, that obviously has implications on the AU space in terms of if there's going to be direct registration, surely that would have to be in place first before you could go out for a registry tender, I would presume.
Absolutely. It would be folly for us to go to market on that particular issue if we didn't have clarity over where the policy settings were.
Sorry, is that have we got a follow-on there?
Just one last follow-on. So just in terms of a timetable with the registry tender in mind and stuff like that, how do you see direct registrations? If you could gaze into your crystal ball, where do you see it, or when do you sort of see it potentially happening?
So the resolution of the board with an ambitious target was for the 1st of July and next year, and all registrars I talk to are wanting to know exactly what will happen on the 1st of July. I don't have an answer for them at this stage. As I said, there is two issues that I will be presenting to the December board meeting. One will be the project timeline in regards to this specific issue. The other will be my consideration of the proposal that Newstar has submitted on behalf of Oz Registry for continuation of the situation. As I've mentioned to members and made this statement public, the resolution of the board insofar as going through a market exercise still stands, and all of those aspects will be considered as part of my report at the December board meeting.
Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you.